From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers with conspiracy to hack into Democratic Party computers during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The Russian indictments came just days before U.S. President Trump meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. Mr. Trump said he will ask Putin about the allegations. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president expects Putin to deny it, as he has in the past.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think.
In a written statement, the White House did not condemn Russian actions. It stresses the indictment does not allege any knowing involvement by Trump campaign staffers or that the hacking affected the race's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump has declared the U.S. relationship with Britain as the highest level of special, rejecting reports of troubled ties, further frayed by his comments published in one of British newspapers, The Sun. Mr. Trump defended his remarks about British Prime Minister Theresa May, in which he reportedly said she ignored his advice on how to negotiate Brexit. And May apparently said she did not pay attention to the newspaper interview. The U.S. military is reviewing an airstrike conducted in Syria's eastern province after a human rights monitor said an airstrike left many dead. Dead, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the attack hit an iced factory near the Iraq border in an area controlled by the Islamic State. It says that the strike killed at least 54 people. Those 54 people included Islamic State fighters and 28 civilians. This is VOA News. At least 128 people were killed in a suicide attack at an election rally in Pakistan. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for this. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Tensions had been growing in Pakistan ahead of the anticipated return of the country's former Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, who was ousted by the Supreme Court last year and convicted in absentia of corruption a week ago. Sharif was arrested later on Friday with his daughter Mariam, minutes after they touched down at Lahore Airport. The pair had decided to return to Pakistan to face lengthy prison sentences in a bid to galvanize their beleaguered party ahead of the country's general elections on July 25th. Their return could shake up an election race marred by accusations that Pakistan's powerful military is working behind the scenes to skew the contest in favor of ex-cricket hero Imran Khan. Khan described Sharif as a, quote, criminal who deserves no support.
And that's Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Eritrea's president has arrived in Ethiopia on another step towards ending a 20-year military standoff. Isaias Afwerki is expected to spend 3 days there, reopening the Eritrean embassy Monday. Eritrea was a former province of Ethiopia, which succeeded in 1991 after a 30-year war for independence. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City meeting with the country's president and president-elect. Pompeo said after the talks, the U.S. is committed to making measurable progress that ensures security on both sides of the border. One of President Trump's campaign promises was to build a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico to stem the flow of illegal immigrants. Pompeo also said it is important the U.S. and Mexico work together on trade issues.
As America's third largest trading partner, it's important for the United States to have a strong, fair, and reciprocal trade relationship with Mexico. Modernizing NAFTA to support the American worker is a key goal for the Trump administration.
Pompeo's high-profile meetings came amid strained relations between the two neighboring countries over illegal migration, border security, and trade negotiations. A nationwide strike is in most of Nicaragua. Empty streets as businesses shut their doors, heeding the call of civil society groups that have demanded President Daniel Ortega's resignation after more than 3 months of bloody civil unrest. Nicaragua has been upset by unrest since April, when Ortega proposed reducing pension benefits to cover a Social Security shortfall. The plan later dropped, provoked deadly demonstrations, and led to demand for Ortega's resignation in early elections. About 300 people have been killed in clashes between pro-Ortega forces and demonstrators. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.